The Mishnah Masechta Pesachim on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis teaches us that there were six things that the Anshei Yerichai did that Chazal were not satisfied with. But says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Shlish Ashloisha Micha B'Yodam V'Ashloisha Loi Micha B'Yodam. Three of the things that they did, Chazal actually protested against what they did. And three others, even though they weren't satisfied with what they did, they didn't protest. And one of the activities that the Anshei Yerichai did that Chazal weren't satisfied with but didn't protest, says the Mishnah, was the Korchin Hashema. They wrapped Kri Shema. And the Gemara on Daf Nun Vav immediately asks, Hechi Avdi, what exactly does Korchin Eshma mean? Says the Gemara, Amr Yehuda, Oymrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. They said the parasha of Shema Yisrael, they said the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, V'lo Yimafsikin, they didn't stop between the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad and V'ahafta. And as Rashi explains, you need to make a stop. Shema Yisrael represents that we're accepting upon ourselves or Malchus Shemayim. We're accepting on ourselves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas V'ahafta is a tzivui, is a commandment. V'ahafta Hashem Elokecha. And that is... since they represent two different concepts, there should be a separation between them. Tosfos explains that they didn't stop between the words Shema Yisrael and Hashem. And therefore, the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad didn't come out with the right meaning. What you're supposed to be saying is Shema Yisrael. Here, Klal Yisrael, I'm making an announcement. I'm making a declaration. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Whereas, if you don't stop between the word Shema Yisrael and Hashem, it's as if you're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to what we say. And that, of course, is not what Shema Yisrael is all about. Rav Amar, but continues the Gemara, Rav says, they did stop between Shema and Hafta. Ella, what was according to the Rav of the issue? Shaya Oimrim, what they used to do was say, V'hoya advar me'ela sh'anoichim mitzavcha hayoim al levavecho. And they didn't stop between the words hayoim ta'al levavecho. The mashma, that it seems to mean hayoim al levavecho, only today, V'loy mocha levavecha, and not tomorrow. And of course, that's not true. And therefore, there's supposed to be a stop. Hayoim al levavecha. Tana Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, a different braisa. Ketzer hayu korchan Hashema. Indeed, what does korchan Hashema mean? That we've been learning that was what the Anshei Yerichai did. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, according to Ramea, Oim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'loyim Afsikim, they didn't stop between the word Hashem, between the word Echad and Vahafta. Divrei Ramea, that's Ramea's opinion. Yudah Oim Afsikim Hayu, they did indeed stop, pause, between Echad and Vahafta. El Shloy Oim Baruch Shem, K'vay Machus Loim Avad. According to him, the issue was that they didn't say Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Lailam Vod. Ask the Gemara, V'anan Mai Tamam Rinalei. Ask the Gemara, indeed, why do we say Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Lailam Vod? Answers the Gemara, K'dedarish of Shimon ben Lakish. Darmer of Shimon ben Lakish. The Pasuk says regarding Yaakov Vinu. V'yikru Yaakov Abonov. Yaakov calls together his children. V'yomah Esfav Agidol. Gather together And as the pasuk continues, he said, exactly what will happen to you at the end of days. Says the Gemara, Bikash Yaakov Legalus Levonov Keitz Hayomim. Yaakov wanted to tell his children when the Gula was going to come. And the Shechina left him, and he wasn't able to tell them. And as indeed the Mashal points out, we don't find in the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu tells them. The pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu told them, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen at the end of the days, but you don't find in the pasuk that he actually does so. Omar, so Yaakov Avinu was concerned. Maybe in my family there are people who are not acting as they should be, and that's why the Shechina is not here. The Shechina doesn't want to be with such people. And says Yaakov Avinu, in my family, unfortunately, we find such things. Kavram, my grandfather Avram, Yotzimena Yishmael, my father Avi Yitzchak, Yotzimena Esav. Amloi Bonov, so his children said, Chas V'Sholem, Shema Yisrael, and here we meant, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And they declared, Kshem She'ein B'Lipcha Ela Echad, just like you only believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Ein B'Libeinu Ela Echad, we believe in Hashem. Ba'os HaShah Pasach Yaakov Avinu, V'amar, at that moment Yaakov Avinu declared, in Baruch Shem K'vay Mechus Olam Avad. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbanan. So now the Rabbanan weren't quite sure what to do. Hechi Nevet, what exactly should we do when we say Shema? Namrua, should we say it? Lo Amram Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Lo Namrua, should we, on the other hand, not say Baruch Shem Kvod Mechusoy? Amar Yaakov, it was said by Yaakov. Eskinu Shia Amar Bechashoy. And as the Mashah explains this Gemara, the difference between what happened, says the Mashah, by Yaakov and by Moshe, is Yaakov Avinu, as soon as he heard his children declare Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and they were accepting upon themselves the Ol Malchus Shemayim, so the reaction immediately was, when you hear somebody declaring that he's mekabel on himself, Ol Malchus Shemayim, the appropriate reaction is to announce Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Lo'olam Vo'ed. And that's actually where we find in the Avodah Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol, when he announced the Shem HaMefayrish, the reaction of Klal Yisrael was, as we say in the Musaf of Yom Kippur, they immediately reacted by saying, Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Lo'olam Vo'ed. Moshe Rabbeinu, however, was just teaching Klal Yisrael the parash of Krishma. It wasn't a declaration that he was making that required a reaction. And therefore, there's no place for Baruch Shem Kvay Machusoy in that situation. And therefore, even though it's a different situation, still, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, so what should we do? And that's why, says the Gemara, it was decided that it should be said b'chashoy, it should be said quietly. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amri Debeir of Ami, Moshe Bas Melech, how do we understand this story? It can be compared to the daughter of a king, Shericha Tzika Kedera. She smelled the delicious fragrance of a nice food. And now she doesn't know what to do. Imtimer, if she'll ask for it to be brought to her, yesh lo gnai, it's inappropriate that she should be asking for food as if she needs to eat, as if that's what's important to her. Lo timer, shouldn't she ask for it? Yesh lo tzar, it'll cause her pain because she does want to eat this food. Heschila v'del, her servants understood on their own that it's what she wants, and they brought to her quietly. So the Chassam Sofer explains what is the mashal and the nimshal here. He says that it's not nice, as we just explained, that the daughter of the king should ask the tzike gedera. The same thing, if we review the story that we just learned, says the Chassam Sofer, when the Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olam Voed was said by Yaakov Avinu, it actually wasn't said under the best of circumstances. It was said under the circumstances that Yaakov Avinu was actually concerned were his children acting as they're supposed to. Do they indeed have the proper amunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the genesis of Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olam Voed is not that great. On the other hand, Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olam Voed is such a beautiful statement. So therefore, it was decided to say it quietly. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Gimel has a different understanding. He says that on one hand, our praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that is essentially extraneous. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our praise? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world and runs the world and encompasses the entire world, does he need our praise? But on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does want our praise. So if we proclaim Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olam Voed out loud, it's as if we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires our praise, which is, of course, inappropriate. So that's why Chazal said to say it quietly. However, says the Gemara, Amr Bavua, Heskinu She'emrim Seh B'Kol Ram. Ultimately, it was decided that Baruch Shem should be said out loud and not quietly. Neitarumas haminim. The apikarsim should not come to accuse us that we're saying something wrong, that as if we're saying that there's another God and we're besides saying Shema Yisrael. However, says the Gemara, Umen hado, the lekaminim, in a place where we don't have to be concerned of what the apikarsim are accusing us, Ad hashta amrile b'chashoy, until now they continue, where we don't have to be concerned, we could continue saying it quietly. And the Meiri already says that in his time, there's no place that you have to be concerned for the minim, and therefore we could say Baruch Shem quietly. So our Gemara began with a very fundamental machloikis, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, what is Koruch Nashma? That according to Reb Meir, the definition of Koruchim is that they didn't stop between Echad and Vahafta. And according to Reb Yehuda, the problem was they didn't say Baruch Shem. So the Masha points out that according to Rashi, it turns out Remeir holds that they never said Baruch Shem. Because Remeir's concern was that they didn't stop, they didn't pause between Shema and Vahafta. But what about the Baruch Shem, according to Remeir? Says the Masha, it turns out that according to Remeir, they didn't say Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Olam Voed. And this point that we just seem to learn, that according to Remeir, they didn't say Vahafta, is the basis for a discussion in the Bir Halacha, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Samach Aleph, Sif Yud Gemel. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, Acha Pasuk Rishon, after saying in Pasuk Rishon, Tzarech Lame Baruch Shem Kavoy Machusoy, you have to say Baruch Shem Kvay Mechusay quietly. And as the Mishnah Berurah already points out in the Bi'ur Halacha, there's a discussion, what happens if you didn't say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Elohim Avod, must you repeat the Shemon Esrei or not? The Bach quotes the Shilta Gebayrim, that if you didn't say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy, you don't have to repeat the you don't have to go back to say it. The Vush, on the other hand, says that yes, you have to go back. Says the Bi'ur Halacha, that from our Gemara, we could l'chayr bring Raya, that you don't have to say Baruch Shem, you don't have to go back for Baruch Shem. He says, the Raya is on both sides. Number one, as we just quoted the Mashal, who says, according to the Meiri, according to Rameya, they never said Baruch Shem. So of course, as we just learned, our minig is to say Baruch Shem, but obviously it's not to the degree that if you didn't say it, you have to repeat it. According to Rameya, was never said. Furthermore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who does say that they said Baruch Shem, and does say that the definition of Karchna Shema is that they omitted the Baruch Shem, but yet we're learning, as we began the shir, quoting the Mishnah, Loi michu biyodam chachomim. Chazal didn't protest. And if we're saying that you have to go back if you skip Baruch Shem, so why didn't Chazal say anything to the Anshe Yerichai? It must be that the Baruch Shem is not absolutely essential. Ramosha, in Shailos HaTshuva, says Ramosha, Orechayim, Chelek Hei, Simen Hei, finds this entire explanation of the Mashah somewhat difficult. Because he says that to say that the machloikis of Rameya and Yehuda is so extreme that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the problem was that they didn't say Baruch Shem, and according to Rameya, they didn't say Baruch Shem, but according to Rameya, they didn't have to say Baruch Shem. First of all, he says it's an extreme machloikis. Second of all, it's hard to believe that Rameya really believed that the Rameya didn't believe that they should say Baruch Shem. He says, it's a minig in Klal Yisrael that we say Baruch Shem for all the years. So how could we suggest that we should not say Baruch Shem? And therefore, he has a whole different girsa. And he says that when Rashi says that the issue was that they didn't say Baruch Shem, they didn't stop, according to Rameya, between a Shema v'Ahavta, he says that's not the right pshat. He says that they didn't stop between Echad and Baruch. And you're supposed to stop after you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad before you start Baruch Shem. And that was what Rameya's problem was. So according to that explanation, the machloikas between Rameya and Yehuda is very different. They both agree, actually, that Baruch Shem should be said. The machloikas is that according to Rameya, they said it. They said the Baruch Shem. They just didn't stop between the word Echad and the word V'ahavta. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, they skipped the Baruch Shem. But certainly, the Baruch Shem should be said. But if you continue looking into the Bi'ur Halacha, the Bi'ur Halacha says, therefore, that if you don't say Baruch Shem, you don't have to repeat, you don't have to go back. And he says that even the Levush that we quoted, says the Bi'ur Halacha, that says you have to go back. He says what the Levush means is as follows. In the other psukim of Krishma, if you say a pasuk of the Krishma, and then you realized that you didn't say it with the proper kavana, the halacha is that even if you did not begin the next pasuk yet, you don't have to repeat the pasuk that you already said. Baruch Shem is different. That if you said Shema and you did not start Vahafta, even though it was already your intention, you have to say Baruch Shem. But if you already said Baruch Shem, you don't have to go back. If you already started Vahafta, you don't have to go back to the Baruch Shem. But the Levush agrees, wherever you remember, you should say it. But on this last point, that the Bi'ur Halacha says that whatever you remember, that's when you should say Baruch Shem, Baruch HaShulchan, and actually Rav Moshe and that Tshuva as well don't understand what he's saying. This the Aruch Shulchan here in Sif Vav. He says, Vaf, the Aruch Shulchan, I'm reading the words of the Aruch Shulchan. Vaf am Yirtzel Omroi, ben Perak leperak, even if you want to say Baruch Shem between the different parakim, Ein lo shaychasham, it doesn't belong there. Kamuva, it has no meaning there. So according to the Aruch Shulchan, even the Levush would agree that only place that Baruch Shem and Rav Moshe as well, the only place Baruch Shem belongs, and it's very much in line with what we've been learning in our sugya, that Baruch Shem was said by the children of Yaakov Avinu after he said Shema. Yaakov said Baruch Shem after his children said Shema. The only place for Baruch Shem is between Shema v'Hafta, nowhere else. So even though, as we just learned in the Gemara, the halacha is that you're supposed to say Baruch Shem quietly, the Kaf HaChaim says, it's not that you're supposed to say it so quietly that you can't hear it. It's only if the only if you're supposed to say it softly that only you should hear it, no one else. Furthermore, the Poskim say that if you say it out loud, even though it's not what we just learned you're supposed to do, the halacha is you don't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei if you said it out loud. So again, La Halacha L'maisa, if you didn't say Baruch Shem, according to the Bi'ur Halacha, if you haven't begun Vahafta yet, go back. If you've begun a Vahafta already, you don't have to even go back.